Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. And we're joined by Niamh Fitzpatrick, our psychologist extraordinaire in studio, to answer a question sent into problem at todayfm.com. So if you want Niamh to address your issue, just send it to that address. Hello, Niamh. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
It's this time of the week again where I get your always wise advice. I'm trying to stop saying the word sage because you're slagging me off about that, but it's a compliment. This one, I think, is very, very common. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's common, and I'd say you've come across it quite a lot. Hi, Neil and Niamh. I'm feeling very low and overwhelmed and exhausted, and probably have been since I had my kids 7 years ago. I think I may have had postnatal depression that went untreated. I am just getting worse, and it's been going on so long I don't know how to ask for help. I tried to tell my GP twice. The first time he said I was just tired, and the second time he gave me a prescription for antidepressants. I didn't take them and tried to up my exercise, which helped a little, though I'm not able to exercise at the moment and that isn't helping. I have two great kids, I work full time, and I have a partner. I don't get too much help with the kids or house or anything really. I'm everyone's shoulder to cry on, everyone calls me for favours, and I feel like I'm invisible as no one is interested unless they need something. I get annoyed that not one person in my life will ask me how I am or if I'm okay. I tried counselling once before and I was on cloud nine after the first session. I'd found someone who was going to help me. She really got me. The second session started with, oh, so I thought we covered everything last week. Is there anything else? I thought there was something wrong with me that I should have needed a second session. I don't know where to start asking for help. I just desperately don't want to feel like this anymore. I suffer badly with anxiety, which is worse during the night. I spend a lot of nights up and willing myself not to just run away and disappear. Please help. And they sign themselves invisible.
Yeah. And I think what's happening her, Neil, is, and she can see it in one way, but it's really obvious for us, she's depleted. She is so depleted. You know, there's an expression that says, you can't pour from an empty jug. And that's what's happening with her. She's a jug with nothing in it trying to fill a glass. It's not going to happen. And she's tried to seek help, and she's tried it several times. But I think what's happened, because that hasn't worked, it's now layering. So she's got layer upon layer upon layer, and that's adding to her sense of despair that she has tried to help to get help with this that has been unsuccessful, and she has that on top of all the other things that are going on in her life. And I want her to think of this a different way.
Okay.
Because what she's done is she's got herself a little bit stuck, and she's in a bit of a loop in terms of the way she sees this. When your children were babies, were toddlers, I should say, they did not get up one day and walk across the floor and say, see you now, ma'am, I'm off to the shop. So they crawled on their backsides across the floor. Then they, you know, stood up against the chair and they held on and they toddled and they fell. And then eventually they walked and they started babbling and then eventually they talked. And so what happens is in life, we're exactly the same. We have failed attempts, or what appear to be failed attempts, but actually you try something, it doesn't really work. You try it again, it doesn't really work. I need you, our listener, to think of this in this way. You've tried your GP route, you've tried the counselling, and I'm really going to go after you about doing those two things again, but I want you to think of them not in terms of, why is your woman telling me to do what I've already done? I want you to think of it in the way that happened to your children with the walking or the talking.
But I would suggest that she's open to this because this is her third time seeking help. So this, her email to you is a third time. So I think they would be open to this.
Yeah, good.
So a combination of what sort of approaches?
So I would say there that it's actually the combination of the medication and the talk therapy that often helps with people. So Dr. Harry Barry is an Irish doctor, but he has a series of books on mental health. He's very good. One of his books is Flagging Depression, A Practical Guide. And he has a fabulous line in it, Neil, and I see this in practice all of the time. He says that medication can help somebody to feel better so that they can get better. So the feel better bit is the medication part, and the get better bit is the talk therapy part and the skill set part. I'm not saying meds are for everybody. I'm not saying they're needed all the time. What I'm saying is that actually it's the combination. And in her email, we didn't hear that combination. For starters, she didn't take antidepressants at all, as was prescribed by her GP. So that GP felt, to be fair to them, she said, I did try my GP twice, but they did offer you those the second time. They felt that you were bad enough the second time that you would need them. Maybe bad, not the right word. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So you didn't try those two together. So what I want you to think about is, We want you to get back in front of a GP and to say to them something like, and it could be your own, or we'll have some recommendations on the website. Say, look, I'm feeling low. I'm overwhelmed. I'm exhausted. My mood's really down and I'm struggling. You did prescribe me antidepressants before. I was unsure about taking them, so I didn't. I've tried the exercise route. It hasn't worked. Can you help me understand a bit more now about how antidepressants might help me and if I would still be a candidate? And if you have to when you're booking, maybe see, can you even get a second slot, make a double slot with the GP? Because you might find that that 15 minutes is just not enough to go through this. If you have to pay for it, see if it's an option with you. And then what the GP would be able to do is maybe talk to you so that you're more comfortable seeing if those antidepressants are right for you. Secondly, in tandem with this, that's what's important. Source a psychologist or a CBT therapist to develop the skill set that's going to help you. So you're looking at psychologicalsociety.ie or cbti.ie. And what they're going to do is they're going to help you look at things like understanding those emotions you've felt since becoming a mother, which are totally normal and natural. They're going to help you realise how anxiety and depression distort your perceptions. So I can hear, we won't have time to go through it now, but I can hear distortions in her perception of the GP service and of the counselling service. They're going to help you also set boundaries in your life. So being unavailable for favours, they're going to help you set a balance in your relationship. At home, it should be give and take. They're going to help you stop doing behaviours that are keeping you stuck in this cycle unwittingly, you know, with yourself. They'll help you with self-care. They'll help you with triggers. So I want you in tandem with the GP to look at getting back in front of somebody who's going to go down that more of a skill-based route, I would say, than a counselling route with you.
Yeah, I always think of people in your position like an architect, you know, that say if I'm building a house, right? It's the only house I've ever built. So why would I not listen to somebody who has seen a million houses built before? You know, you've seen a lot of these patterns of thought, you've seen a lot of these issues, and then when someone goes to you, if a therapist goes to you, well, no, what you're doing here is this, 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 and this, and then suddenly the scales fall from your eyes and you go, oh, and other people have felt this before, you've permission to feel like this, and this is how we're going to address the issue.
You're good, Neil, that is good. You're dead right on that. It's the fact that the person has only got one frame of reference, whereas when they come to somebody like me, we've got lots of them.
Yeah.
Next advice, and all the advice will be up on the website afterwards, but the next one would be to see if you've any time, any opportunity to take a little bit of time off work. I think the GP might sign you off, but I'd suggest that if you're trying to get better when you're continuing to deliver on all fronts, it's like trying to catch a ball when your hands are full.
Yeah.
Something's
gonna
drop.
About just practical help in terms of, because one of the things that we see hugely often when we get problems into problem@todayfm.com is someone who goes, I'm the one that everybody turns to, and no, I can't turn to anybody.
Yeah, and so that's a perception. So yes, you can. So the next advice would be you need to go and have a conversation with your partner and say, look, I may be about to change the rules in the middle of this game, because what we've done is we've got ourselves settled into this routine where I do the lion's share. I'm saying this in observation, not judgment, but I need some things to change. I'm getting help from a GP and psychologist, psychotherapist, but I do need you to start doing more around here because I'm struggling under the weight of it. Think about things as well, like online food shopping, maybe for a short period of time, having somebody in to help with the cleaning of the house. Things that are going to leave you some space and time to get yourself ready to be better. Another couple of quick things. You say you're everyone's shoulder to cry on. And people, when I think you're strong, can sort of forget that you have feelings too. But it's your job to put them right. And I want you to pick one person who you think might be more suitable to go to and say to them, I'm not asking you to fix me. I just want you to be aware that I'm not available at the moment for helping everybody and I need a bit of support myself. And if they do get it and support you, great. If they don't, push back and say no and realise that if you keep saying yes to everybody else, you're saying no to yourself.
Yeah, you have a certain amount of time, just practically. Forget about even headspace just for a second. You have a certain amount of time and if you're doing something for somebody else, you may not be necessarily looking after yourself.
Yeah, and ask yourself that if you find it hard to say no to others, then ask yourself, what's the price that I'm paying for being liked? Because on one level, you're saying yes to others because you want to be liked. Asking yourself, why am I okay with depleting my children's mother?
I think that's a very interesting way of putting things, I have to say, because sometimes you see people And it's just you're switching the frame of reference again, and then but you're going, well, you know, this is going to benefit your children as well, and then suddenly it's a different way of looking at
it. It's permission
issue,
for her at that point. And then really I would say to think lastly, what am I teaching my children if I'm not looking after me? Do I want them to be like that in their lives? And that extra perspective might help her take the advice we've given her here and just push it on a little bit to put it into practice.
Okay, brilliant stuff as always. For an individual appointment with Niamh, niamhfitzpatrickpsychology.ie, at Niamh as a speaker for your event or your company, just go to outlaw.ie, and problem at todayfm.com as always for a particular issue that you want her to address. Just a couple of texts here. Great advice, Niamh. I've suffered too, and what helped me was a combination of meds and counselling, exactly what you suggested. I suggest that she seeks out friends and has a break from the kids as well too. I got better, and your listener can too. Family will help if they are asked. Thanks, Niamh.
You're welcome.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.